I have worked closely with many of you and called on you as trusted voices to encourage more people to get vaccines because you are uniquely positioned as members of the faith community to connect with folks on a personal and reach individuals in a way that government officials cannot. This is especially important for populations who have been traditionally underserved and hard to reach, and those who may not have the ability to get to a mass vaccination site or clinic or retail pharmacy. And so I want to say thanks to the faith community. Maryland is a leader in developing these partnerships between the state, our healthcare systems, and places of worship. And as the governor mentioned, this leadership has not gone unnoticed by the Biden administration. One Saturday, I joined the City of Praise Family of Ministries down in Prince George's County to tour their new community COVID-19 testing site that was launched in partnership with our State Department of Health, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, as well as the church. And in their renovated former academy, it was redesigned to be a large testing facility when Six Flags became a vaccine site, a mass vaccine site. This partnership now provides testing, but it is also part of the first in the nation program to provide monoclonal antibody infusion treatments, which is a one-time treatment which has shown to lessen COVID symptoms and is 70% effective in preventing hospitalizations and death. Those of you assembled here today have advocated for taking action on behalf of the communities that you serve. And your willingness to talk about the pandemic's impact, advocate on behalf of our communities, and open doors to become vaccination sites has made a difference in overcoming mistrust and information and spreading hope that this pandemic will be over very soon. This past Sunday, there were several churches who were able to celebrate Easter in person with physical distancing and mask wearing during the services. I am sure that many congregations were grateful to be able to come together in one place. We're not out of the woods yet. And as now every Marylander is eligible to receive COVID vaccines, it is still important that we continue to use every tool at our disposal to end this pandemic for good. Those who are already part of this network already, I want to say thank you for doing what you can for the people that you're called to serve and continue to spread the word with regard to vaccinations for more folks, and as well as to get other religious leaders involved. If you're not connected with us, we need you. You know, and take the time today to learn how you can become more involved in this process. We need you to connect with our Vaccine Equity Task Force and continue to spread the word about the good that can be done in our communities when we form new and strengthen existing partnerships. I'd like to now turn it over to Brigadier General Jeanine Perkett. Thank you.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. So, teams all over the country are taking the field for fun and games and activities and events. However, here in Maryland today, we are taking the field to recognize the importance of getting the COVID vaccine shot. We're here for fellowships, relationships, and community, and that's what's important. It's a time for reflection, a time for renewal, and a time for hope. This assembly of a diverse clergy and faith-based community leaders are integral to our success, from education to shots in arms. Looking over the past year, we faced a global pandemic. The small but mighty Vaccine Equity Task Force fanned out across the state with a mission of putting shots in arms in location and communities all across the state. And today, I have to tell you that we've increased shots in 50% of those communities where we've been working. This wouldn't have happened without the faith-based community, and I want to thank you for that. This is a testament to community, to collaboration, and to determination. I can't say enough how much I appreciate you and all the local stakeholders for reaching out to the Vaccine Equity Task Force and assisting us in breaking down those barriers that keep people from getting the vaccine. The Vaccine Equity Task Force will continue to work with partners as we remain unyielding in fighting the coronavirus. Again, I would like to thank our partners and the community and faith-based organizations like you for working with us as we strive for community immunity. And thank you for coming out to our faith-based leaders event. As more vaccine becomes available and phases are now open, encourage your congregations to make an appointment or to walk up. Thanks, Governor. Thanks, sir. If you have any questions or assistance, the packet you received today has our number and our contact information. Don't forget, 1-855-MD-GOVAX works just as well. Equity matters. Thank you very much.
Good morning. Dennis Schrader, the Secretary of Health. Governor, thank you so much for your leadership, Lieutenant Governor, and General Burkhead, my partner, who's done a remarkable job. I can't tell you how much I appreciate what she's done. The light we're seeing at the end of the tunnel is because of the governor's guidance and leadership and pushing to get us through this nightmare. And I also want to thank each of the faith-based leaders, you, many of who I've spoken to, and we greatly appreciate all you're doing. Every day I talk about the critical importance of vaccinating Marylanders as quickly and equitably as possible. Essential to meeting this goal is working with partners like you, who can reach vulnerable, underserved minority and senior communities here in Baltimore City, in Baltimore County, and across the state. For those of you who are with us today are already vaccinated, I thank you. For being an example to your congregation, followers, and the communities you serve. For those of you who are with us today who have not been vaccinated, I encourage you to get the first vaccination available to you. As the governor said, starting today, every one 16 years and older is eligible to get vaccinated at one of our mass vac sites. By next Monday, April 12th, all Marylanders 16 and older will be eligible for vaccination through all providers across the state. Getting a vaccine is as easy as going to church or a mosque or praying. If you're willing, the reward is immeasurable. Please help us get this message into your communities. Again, vaccinating vulnerable, underserved, minority, and Maryland seniors and ensuring that they have access to vaccines, testing, and other services has and remains top priorities of mine and the governor's. The governor, Lieutenant Governor, General Burkhead, and I stand ready to work with you in any way needed to ensure that we do not leave anyone behind in our efforts to vaccinate every Marylander. Thank you.
Governor Hogan, Lieutenant Governor Rutherford, thank you for your leadership, your words of encouragement to the faith community. Thank you for standing shoulder to shoulder with us as we try to support our communities and the communities around us. Also, special thanks to Brigadier General Burkhead, the commander of the Maryland Army National Guard, but head of the task force. Ma'am, thank you for your leadership and all that you're doing. And as we take a moment to close out our event, I'm going to invite Imam Khan down and also Rabbi Drucker. Will you please come down and offer a benediction?
I greet you with the universal salutation of Muslim by saying the Arabic language, Assalamu alaikum. May the peace and blessings of God be upon you. Absolute praise you to Allah, the Lord of Abraham and Moses and Jesus and Muhammad, on whom be peace. The supreme ruler of the universe, we believe in him and glorify his name and seek his aid in all affairs of our life. We beseech his protection from committing sins and we ask for his pardon and his mercy. Almighty God, the God of Abraham and Moses and Jesus once again, and who goes by many names and yet is beyond all names, we thank you for the gift of your divinity found in the midst of our diversity. We thank you for being made in our in your image, being sisters and brothers of one human family, and able to pray as one in a spirit of love. We give thanks for a shared commitment to diversity and collaboration across faiths, cultures, and gender. And we give thanks for a commitment to leadership that empowers others in positive ways. And we give thanks for a commitment to communities that work for the good and well-being of society. We who are bound in a sacred trust to maintain unity and solidarity and encourage our people in their quest for truth and reconciliation, justice and love, readily acknowledge our need for prayer. We come therefore seeking the wisdom and courage to lead in terms that provide the successful elimination of the pandemic that is plaguing our country, state and nation. We offer gratitude for the individuals in this room who live and lead with integrity, courage, discipline and humility as they find solutions to heal our concerns and pain. We pray that we in this room would in all aspects, respects, be models of good works, and that in our teachings we may show integrity, dignity, and speech that cannot be condemned. Remember our loved ones who have passed away due to the pandemic, and we pray for their souls. May the Almighty God bestow his mercy and forgiveness on all of them. Though we profess different faiths, we discern together that your compassion is for all, and your love unites us in service to one another. We pray that together, in the confidence that you are with us, and we ask your holy blessings as we pursue our work on behalf of those in need. Amen.
With gratitude and thanksgiving to the heavenly healer, we hold deep appreciation and thanks for inspiring the medical teams and scientists, granting them the wisdom, the knowledge and expertise to prepare these vaccines for all of us. May all those who participate in the creating, delivering, and administering of the vaccines be blessed. God, grant healing to us, to our loved ones, to our community, to our country who is in need of healing, and to our world, and to each person who is in need. May it be your will that with these vaccinations, we will have the ability to keep humankind safe. As the Talmud teaches in the Tractate of Sanhedrin, whoever saves a single life saves an entire world. Blessed are you, Holy One, healer of all flesh, sustaining our bodies in wondrous ways. It is fitting that we gather to mark this sacred moment only days after the end of the Passover festival, where Jewish communities across the world celebrated resilience, renewal, hope, and freedom. The exact themes that all of us need to inspire and guide us as we move forward into this next season of hope together. May God bless you and keep you. May God cause the divine light to shine upon you and be gracious to you. May God turn toward you and grant you peace. Amen.